the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Now, in the kingdom of darkness is doom, destruction, and death. Now, in the kingdom of light is light and life and light. This kingdom is a kingdom of lies. However, this kingdom is a kingdom of truth. Now, we live in this bubble for maybe 60, 70, 80, 90 years, if you're lucky. But one day that bubble will burst. And when that bubble bursts, which kingdom will you be in? Which kingdom will you belong to? The kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light? The kingdom of lies or the kingdom of truth? When that bubble burst, which kingdom will you belong to? And a question I have is, how do we get from this kingdom, the kingdom of lies and darkness, to the kingdom of truth and light? How can we be free from this kingdom and enter in to this other kingdom? Well, God's word can help us with that. Jesus says in John 8, verse 31 and 32, to the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. To get out of this kingdom, you need to know the truth. You need to believe and trust in the truth. Now, amazingly, John 14:6 reveals to us that the truth is a person. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. And so to be free from this kingdom, we need to know the truth, who is Jesus. We need to believe and trust in Jesus. I have three more questions for us this evening. And the questions are, what is truth? One truth, that is our topic this evening. What does truth achieve? And again, which kingdom do you belong to? And so the first question I have is, what is truth? Well, let me tell you what truth is not. Truth is not whatever you think. So we live in a culture where people think if something is true, then it is true. So if you think the sky is green, and that's true for you, then the sky is green. Even though obviously the sky is blue. Or if you think 1 + 1 = 3, now you might just be really bad at mathematics, but if you think 1 + 1 = 3 and you believe it's true, and that's true for you, well then apparently in our world today that is true. Or if you believe that Jesus was a female, despite what the Bible says, and that's true for you, then it's true, because truth apparently is whatever you think. But that doesn't make much sense, does it? Because we know that truth depends on facts. It's not just what you think, but what are the facts? Now, to give another example of this, of how thinking trumps facts, there was a writer in the Sydney Morning Herald. She wrote an article this year about Jesus' death and resurrection. It wasn't a positive article. And this is what she had to say about Jesus in the Sydney Morning Herald. She said, "How much of it is true in the sense of historical fact matters not a jot. Fact is the lowest form of truth. In things spiritual, fact is irrelevant." This was an article in the Sydney Morning Herald this year, published by a well-known editor. Fact is irrelevant. And again, what's being pushed here is truth is whatever you think. Don't worry about the facts. If you think it's true, then it's true. But we don't believe that, do we? We believe the true facts of the Bible. And so what are those facts that are embedded in history? Well, Jesus reveals to us what the truth is. Jesus tells us the truth that there is another kingdom and that his kingdom is not from this world. You see, there is a better, more powerful kingdom that you can be in. And when Jesus is on trial before Pilate, this is what he says. "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." Remember what I said earlier? There are two kingdoms: the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, the kingdom of lies and the kingdoms of truth. And so Jesus reveals to us truth that there is another kingdom. He goes on to say that he is the king of this kingdom. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." So there is another kingdom. Jesus is the king of this kingdom, but he came into this world, the world that we're in, to testify to us what that truth is. Other Bible verses that support that: "The true light," talking about Jesus, "that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world." John 1 verse 14, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." You see, the truth of the Bible is that Jesus came from another kingdom to tell us the truth, to rescue us from that kingdom of darkness. And he didn't just come to tell us the truth, he came as the truth. Remember again, John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is not just telling us the truth, but he is the truth. Again, he is the one that we need to trust in to be rescued and saved from that kingdom of darkness. And so it comes down to this: what is truth? Well, truth could be what you think. Truth could be on Google. Or truth is Jesus. Take your pick. But the Bible reveals to us Jesus is the one. He is the capital T truth. He is the one who shows us what God is really like, the one who came to rescue us from that kingdom of darkness. So truth is Jesus. The second thing that I want us to think about, well, what does truth achieve? Well, again, according to the passage, the truth achieves for us freedom. Look at what the passage says. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, in the movie Braveheart, William Wallace, he fights for his people. And in the end, he is getting tortured. And what does he cry out? Freedom! He was fighting for the freedom of his people. What does Jesus achieve for us on the cross? Freedom. Jesus fights for our freedom. He is the truth, and he achieves for us freedom. Why do asylum seekers risk their lives and the lives of their family in a leaky boat? Because they want to be free, don't they? Or why do prisoners try and escape from prison? Because they want to be free. Except they've had that right and privilege taken away, haven't they? And the Bible actually says to us that we are actually prisoners that need to be free. We are prisoners in the kingdom of darkness, and we need to be free. We're prisoners because we're captive to sin. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says this, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from the darkness for the prisoners." When Jesus entered into this world, he quoted this passage. He is the one who came to proclaim freedom. He is the one to release from darkness for the prisoners, those who are captive to sin, which is all of us. And so again, what does the truth achieve? Well, the truth achieves for us freedom. Now, I remember when I was in primary school, I was playing with my mates, and we were mucking around, and then we found gold. And what I mean by the fact we found gold is that we found money, notes across the ground. $5, $10, $20, $50. We were like, wow, you know, in primary school, this is great. And so we're just picking up this money and I put it in our pocket. So I snagged $5, my mate snagged $50. And we didn't turn it in, but we took it home. And I felt guilty. And the next day, the principal in assembly said, "The school cleaner has lost his money." Apparently, he had his handkerchief in his pocket. He had the notes rolled up in his pocket. And he took his handkerchief out. I don't know why he didn't have a wallet, but he took them out. The notes went all over the ground. And the principal said, "If you whoever has the money, I know somebody has it, or some bodies have it, whoever returns it, there'll be no punishment, no consequences." The truth was going to set us free. And so one by one that day, we went to the principal's office, returned our money. No punishment, no consequences, no condemnation. What does the truth Jesus achieve for us? Well, he achieves for us our freedom. Freedom from the kingdom of darkness. Freedom from the kingdom of lies. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from God's condemnation and judgment. As it says in Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are not under God's judgment. Just like I didn't get punished by the principal that day, when it comes to Jesus, we don't get punished for all eternity. So the truth is Jesus. I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and the truth achieves for us freedom. And the final thing is this. Which kingdom do you belong to? Now, I said at the very start, there are two kingdoms. There is the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. In the kingdom of darkness is doom and death and destruction. In the kingdom of light is light and life and love. And we live in this bubble for 60, 70, 80, 90 years if we're lucky. And when that bubble bursts, which kingdom will you belong to? You see, we belong to either one of the kingdoms. We belong to the truth, or we belong to the father of lies. We belong to God, or we belong to Satan. Now, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to belong to Satan, the father of lies? Well, it doesn't mean that every non-Christian is demon-possessed. That's not what it means. But what it means is if we deny the truth, the Bible says we're actually under Satan's control. We belong to the truth, or we belong to the fathers of lies. Or maybe you think, well, I don't belong to Satan, or I don't belong to God. I belong to myself. I'm my own person. I rule my own life. Well, the Bible would also say, if that's you, well, then actually, if you think you rule yourself, we're still under the rule and control of Satan. It's just one of Satan's lies and tricks and deceptions to think you can actually rule yourself when you can't. And so again, when that bubble bursts, which kingdom will you belong to? And Jesus says to the Pharisees in the passage, he says, you guys, you actually belong to that kingdom of darkness. You're in the kingdom of darkness at the moment. You are under the father of lies. You belong to your father, the devil, Jesus says to them. And you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. They were denying the truth. They were denying Jesus. They wanted to murder Jesus. So Jesus said, actually, you guys belong to the devil, the father of lies. And then he says in verse 47, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. I often hear young people talk about Satan worship, or even older people as well, more young people, but what is Satan worship? Exactly. Is Satan worship watching a demonic movie? Is Satan worship celebrating Halloween? Well, I'm not going to say that stuff is Satan worship tonight, but Satan does use that stuff, those sort of movies, to create fear in us. He does use Halloween to distract us from the truth. But true Satan worship is denying the truth. It's denying Jesus. Every time you sin, that's Satan worship. Every time you don't repent of your sin, that's Satan worship. You see, again, we can either belong to two kingdoms. There's no in between. We're either in the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of truth or the kingdom of lies. And so there is one God, one love, one truth, one way, one life. Again, which kingdom do you belong to? And I want to finish with this question. Which kingdom is going to set you free? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we live in a world that is broken, broken by our sin, broken by our rebellion against you. And all of us are trapped in this kingdom of darkness until we are rescued by you, until we are rescued by your Son, until we are rescued by the truth. And so help us to believe in the truth tonight. Help us to believe in Jesus. Jesus, I pray that we will know you, that we will know the truth, and that we will be set free. Please help us not to celebrate and enjoy things in the kingdom of darkness, but to celebrate and rejoice in your truth, in your light, in your life. Jesus, thank you that you came to reveal this hard truth to us. But thank you you did this because you love us. And you didn't just speak these words, but you followed through as well. You died on the cross. So again, that we could be rescued from that kingdom of darkness. And so please continue to be with us now. In Jesus' name, amen.